If we don't think there is something, what does it give us to live for?
That's right.
Like ants.
That's right. You know, when you go on back, you go way back there, and go to thinking what's happened there when Christ was born and, by a virgin, and all those miracles happened then after that. And there's bound to be something to it now. There's one thing bothers me. I think about it a lot. Now, nobody's never seen God, you know, at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim he's been, always been. Well, that's kind of a mysterious thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something beyond our grasp. We can't figure that out.
Did people call arthritis something other than
rheumatism?
That was the kind.
That was about it. They didn't know anything else. Only rheumatism up to the last 10 or 15 years, and then they got to call it arthritis. They claim, I'll tell you what they claim, there's about 20 different kinds of it. Now, I'll tell you what it is. There's not 20 different kinds. There's 20 different fellows has in a different form. That's just exactly what it is, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it sometimes hurts some people a lot worse than it does others. Now, it could be possible that this might kind of leave me and I might not suffer too much with it from here on out. And could be possible in a month's time I'd be on crutches.
Yeah.
Now, that's right.
That's not a very exciting thought, is it?
And sometimes they have it for a while and get down in bed for a year or two and then get up and their hands all drawn plumb all out of shape and yet going along then without any crutches.
Can they do anything in bed?
Not to mount anything.
Do they have that disease here among children that they drain the form in the throat and the nose?
Yes, we have that. They call it croup.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have that. It kills one once in a while. But they have a way now, a doctrine such as that, a lot better than used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You take now pneumonia fever, you know, that used to kill lots of people.
Yeah.
Kills very few people anymore because they have a way of shooting you with stuff that just takes care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I can remember back when they got pneumonia in both lungs, you're just about done for.
Just sort of just swatter in your own juices.
That's right. But now then you can get pneumonia fever in both lungs and get into the hospital right off, and boy, they just bring you out of it in just a few days.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference, isn't it? They've learned a lot. People live to be older now than they used to. But there ain't no such a thing as these your people I was telling about, these people praying for to be healed. If they could heal people, they would never let you die. See,
that's right.
The Bible says it's appointed once unto man to die and then the judgment. And he's going to die regardless of what they do. They always have done it. They're going to do it right on.
Yep, death and taxes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you may be a way of healing in some way, but I don't believe too much in it. I just sure don't.
Certain things, I think, if it's in your mind, well,
that's right.
Disease around here, people will turn yellow
janders and all that. We are some of that, but very little.
It's pretty well licked now.
I don't know that I ever saw a case of it, but I've heard of it a little, but it's very seldom anymore. Very seldom.
And how about the one where your appendix gives you trouble?
You mean, what do you mean, what they do about that?
What's it called?
Called appendicitis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, appendicitis.
What did they call that when you were a boy?
Well, that's best I remember. I can remember the first patient I ever heard of being operated on for that. He got well, and I know they called it one of the biggest miracles you ever seen. I remember that very well. And since then, up in the last few years, that's just a very common thing.
Yeah.
If you've got appendicitis, just cut you open and take that out of there right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, they've got that down pat. Sure have.